I don't know if that's the best way
to put it. I was thinking more like the cruise ship, but not that boat.
All right, so FD this past weekend, right? So
I mean, I guess.
What?
No, was, I don't know.
It was all right.
It felt very abrupt.
It is very abrupt. I don't know, but it was my first Formula Drift event, and we were there for 3 days. And shout out to Cole Richards, who one of our drivers.
Cole really he laid it down.
Yeah, Prospect rookie driving for CoreWorks car. He won FD New Jersey Prospect, so shout out to Cole. We had a lot of drivers.
Shout out to Greg.
Yeah, shout out to Greg.
Just because Greg's my buddy.
Yeah, but that was really cool getting to see one of our guys take home first place on that, and then the event was really good, man.
Let's talk about it from the fact that this is his rookie year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So to win an event, coming out swinging like that. This is very much a Travis Reeder type story.
Right.
Travis came out in what's his first event? I think it was his second of Prospect event ever, and his first Prospect event ever, he placed second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just when you see a guy that has the raw skill to be able to jump into the ring and really, lay it down, it's pretty impressive. So yeah, shout out to Cole. That was a pretty awesome, kind of event for him.
It was cool. We had a pretty solid display. I thought the event was really cool. I was happy to talk to a lot of our drivers and say what up to some people and get some cool content, watch some cool cars,
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that I didn't get out there, and it stinks.
What did you have? You had a wedding?
So I had a wedding on Saturday.
How'd that go?
Right.
That's never good.
I was thinking of something. Why I answered? Yeah, that wasn't what I was going for.
She got stood up at the altar. What happened?
No. The wedding was great. The wedding was great. I'm not a. You know what it is? I'm not a dancer, right?
Oh yeah, me
like
either.
I know people are looking like I can't believe not, but yeah, that's true. I'm not a dancer, so I don't I do not enjoy the pressure of. Dancing on a dance floor with a bunch of people. Right. I don't drink. I can't get myself drunk enough to just let go. I feel like I'm just, Bib the Michelin Man just bouncing all over a dance floor. It's not for me. I don't find any value in the dance part. My wife really likes to dance. She's a fish. She enjoys a good drink. She enjoys the party. Her whole family is incredibly fun.
Yep.
And they like to party and they dance and the whole family's and the dance floor shaking and I'm just over here and I'm watching FD on my phone. You know what I mean? I'm a cornball. There's nothing really we can do with that. My good idea of a good time is just messing and working with cars.
Huh. Well, I'll tell you, I'm pretty much the same way at a wedding. I'm definitely not a dancer.
Right.
I don't drink too much ever really.
See, that's a problem.
I have a... But what?
That surprises me.
I don't really drink that much.
I feel like you could put a few down.
Nah, I don't know. Not really. I really don't drink that much.
Okay.
But I do have a special move, though. And it's
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, I have a special move at weddings.
You have a special move.
At weddings, yeah.
You have a special move.
Oh, it's good.
Is that a dance move?
Nope.
It's just a move.
It's a skill.
All right, you're going to just have to explain because I don't know.
Yeah, so the skill at a wedding, because I don't feel comfortable on a dance floor, is to constantly find a way to slip away to go to the bathroom.
Okay, let me explain to you what happened at this wedding.
Yeah.
It was out east, so for those of you, obviously, whatever, it's more toward the Hamptons. It was in Greenport. It was at an extremely... beautiful venue, which was obviously some sort of historical house mansion type thing. It was in a tent behind that, and one beautifully done in the tent, really decorated, very very elegant in that respect. And they bring the food on site by the caterer,
right,
and whatever. The reason I'm saying this is because what wasn't on site was they used all the bathrooms from the actual mansion,
uh-huh,
which was really, it was a men's room that has one stall, one urinal, one sink.
Okay.
And then the women's room, I think, had two stalls, in the sinks. And, usually if you're privy to events, that the women's line to go to the bathroom is long,
yep,
and the men just kind of jollily,
Yeah, yeah.
Flop on in. No, right. No pun intended. and they, you know, they go to the bathroom and they're out and they're, well, this was the opposite. The bathroom for the line for the men was a mile and a half long.
But that's even that would fit even better into my my trick.
No,
because then you got to go even further to find a usable bathroom. Now all of a sudden you're walking.
No, there is no further. That is the bathroom.
There's only one.
There was a men's bathroom a urinal, and a women's bath, one right next to each other.
One urinal, one toilet, and that's it.
That's it.
If how many people at the wedding? One guy,
like I don't know, probably over 100, 160.
That math doesn't add up.
Well, that was my point. So my favorite part was standing in the line to go to the bathroom. One of the other guys says, "Oh man," he goes. If one person has to take an S,
yeah, yeah,
he goes, we're all effed.
Yeah, a clogged toilet will ruin the night.
It could ruin the whole day. You know? Anyhow, bottom line is, I went to that move wouldn't have worked for me. But next time I go, I'll make sure I hit up the bathrooms.
Well, no, but then you could take a long stroll and say, hey, I was looking
is that
for
code
an,
word.
I was looking for another bathroom. And all of a sudden, you killed an hour.
3 miles down the road.
You killed an hour. I don't know. It's a decent move.
So, well, let me ask you a question. In this whole thing, does your wife just end up like dancing by herself? She goes off on her own?
No, she might voyage with me.
She goes with you?
She might, maybe. Yeah.
See, my wife is like, peace out. And then she goes and she's like in the mix of everything. My wife, I think, literally broke the hard drive on her phone this weekend.
Dancing.
She had so many photos and selfies. That I think she filled up the entire memory bank that she had on her phone.
Yeah, me and Jen, we're the type of people that we burn out pretty quick, and it's like we're like the 9:30, like let's get out of here, people.
Oh my god, I think there's a possibility that I should marry both of you, because like that sounds like a dream.
To me. Like my head starts hurting, she gets tired, and we're just like, I think we're good.
Right. Yeah. That sounds nice. But it was a nice wedding.
Other cool stuff I did this weekend, which was I didn't go to a wedding. I went to Formula
Drift. Yeah. What move did you have this weekend?
No. And so on Sunday, me and my buddy, we went to go pick up. My buddy just picked up a Isuzu. Isuzu Amigo.
Yeah.
That's a cool little car.
I mean, if you say so.
You don't think so at all? That's kind of I don't know.
I mean, in the micro machine, like I guess I guess it's cool.
It's a cool little like truck.
I guess
thing.
It's cool.
It's a cool summer thing. He has a soft top, so you can kind of put down the rear seats open. I took a ride back there; it was really fun. It's a 5-speed. He didn't pay a lot of money for it. He paid like $3,500 for it.
I mean, I get it.
Pretty cool. Cool little summer car. I don't know.
I hear you. I think I think
you can't find. You can barely find running cars right now for less than $4,000. I mean,
I understand. I don't disagree. You know what the problem I have with this car, and this is not about the car, is that
that's a
I remember when these were new.
Uh huh.
Like I was around when everyone was like, you know, I acknowledge that they're very cool. And I think the same thing goes for like the RAV4s, right?
Yeah.
Like the early the generation one. Yeah. The four, like the one that Stephen Papadakis built.
Yep.
Right. Like, don't get me wrong. That doesn't really do it for me, but I can admire that there is something about it that's cool.
Yeah. Right? I mean, totally different, totally bizarre in today's world of vehicles and cars and stuff.
Yeah.
Like you see it on the road and you have to double take and just be like, what is that?
No, that's the Isuzu friend. You know what I mean? Oh my God, what is that? What is that, a 99 friend?
I know. He has a 94 friend.
That's a 99 friend.
I was born 95, so that thing's just a little older than me.
I feel like I spent my entire week, my entire time at this wedding just either on watching the FD Live stream or in between, you know, not dancing on the dance floor because I did walk up in there just to kind of like, you know,
wiggle.
Be there. Yeah, I would use more like jiggle, you know, but with that said, I also was, you know, obviously hitting the marketplace pretty hard, checking out the car site.
While you're at the wedding.
Well, what better time? What if there was cars out east that I could have hit on the way back?
No, I understand that. I get that. The location thing varies.
New
inventory.
Yeah, right.
No, I get that.
But you know, that brought up a point. Like, you know, like so. All right, I don't really care. No, that's not the right word. I have been looking for a bunch of different cars, which everybody here will know. You must think I'm the biggest bluff artist ever, because it's been MR2s, it's GTRs, it's all these different cards. But the truth is, like, I just refuse to buy something that's not worth the money. And you can argue that certain things are worth the money, but I'm sorry, like, I can't bring myself to spend, you know, $15,000 on a non-turbo MR2 with 170,000 miles that is halfway rotted and rusted and doesn't run. Like, that is not where I'll spend money. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, right? You want to say to me that the car, what, like, the car is now $5,000, and back in the day I could have bought it for $1,500.
Yeah,
I can deal with that inflationary price. I cannot deal with people that are off their rocker. You know them, because, well, they're on their, well, listen, if it's a nice car, I get it. But, like, there's some cars that are hacked to crap, and then they want to charge $1 million for them. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I won't spend my money. So I spend my days, not my days, but my nights. I spend my nights looking for a bunch of cars. One of the things that I've been really looking for, one of those cars on the list, is the Evo 5, Evo 6.
Yep, very cool.
Right? So I'm speaking to my buddy Peter Turek from Speed Academy.
Mm-hmm.
He is my JDM car buying sounding board. He tells me no when I get all amped up on a car that's probably not worth it.
Yep.
He tells me to buy something when I'm probably not going to.
Yeah, and remember,
he finds other sources and tries to put things into the perspective that I can either calm myself down or at least know that I'm not crazy for making a decision.
It's funny, if I play this role on this, whenever I do this to Scott, whenever I fantasize about a car that and I get all crazy about a car and I bring it up to him, he never ever goes, "Yeah, that's a cool car."
Rich buys cars like the wind, right?
Yeah.
It could change direction at any moment.
Yeah.
I mean, you go from...
I have phases.
Yeah, you have phases, right?
Yeah.
But you know, like, so anyhow, so one of the cars that I was talking to him about is, you know, obviously Evo 5, Evo 6, and I really like those cars. I've had a few... not for long, like, but I've had a few Evo 8s, you know, back in my day.
Back in my day.
Well, yeah, because it was back in my day. It's almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, you know, well, it probably a little bit less, maybe like 14 years ago. But, like, I had one that I bought, and I was going to keep it, and then I, like, got... You know, super concerned because it was like a lot of money that that time was tied up, and I like ended up selling it. And then I had another one that was beat to absolute crud, and I thought I could like save it and restore it. I ended up just like letting it go. But bottom line is, but I've played with enough of these cars. You know, I was really a DSM guy, so it was easy for me to kind of have a lot of friends that had these cars too.
Mm-hmm. Given Robert,
I don't really want another 8 or 9.
To kind of build off of
not because I wouldn't take one if the right deal came along, but more like...
I think the Evo 9 is so cool. I don't know.
There's nothing really different between the 8 and the 9.
It looks different. And the Dial of
Destiny I mean, the covers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the one that I had for a little bit of time had Evo 7 bumpers on it.
Welcome back to
it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like... whatever. But what I will say is this, is that in my search on Facebook Marketplace while I was hanging out there, you know, there's a lot of, you know, when I'm searching Evo 5, Evo 6, you're getting a lot of Evo 8s that are hitting Marketplace.
Yeah, right. And, oh, yeah, and also, and then, like, the Evos now are kind of, well, not the 10s, but the 8 and 9s are definitely getting, what, harder to come by?
Yeah. Right. And the cleaner ones. I will say that, you know, really, if you look at the Evo 8s, they've been holding their value for a long time. I mean, I feel like the car was 28 new when,
welcome
you know,
to
when,
our latest build.
You know, back in the
welcome
day.
To,
mm-hmm. And then it was 30, you know, 30 mid-30s, you know, more recent times. And then, you know, then it got to a point where you could buy them, but then they were worth more, you know, used than they were new. And then... You know, and now obviously as they become, you know, less of cars that are not beat to ever-loving crap,
mm-hmm.
they become more worth more, right? So So bottom line is, I'm searching for a marketplace for Evo 5s and 6s, and sure enough, you know, I don't find any of those really, but I do find...
Well, how much are the 5 or 6s going for?
I think the problem is right now is that, like, you know, you're probably in that 30 to 40 range. I think that there's still some Canada buying options, that, you know, like Pete reminded me. But the problem that you're having is that, like, wow, you got to import it, you got to find the right car, you got to know the right person, you got to, you know, and then you get the thing here, really, and then, you know,
the style of this car quite
so there's complications,
the
right?
Black and white
but
theme. I think it complements
but
my
here,
perfectly, and I think
if you want to buy one, like, you know, because I would say top rank is the more expensive
obviously the carbon
place
lip
to buy these cars, but you know you're getting a pretty decent car. And top rank has Evo 5 that's for sale, and they want like $39.99.
That's a lot of money.
We did measure his old coilovers.
Oh, so never mind.
The exact same right height, assuming that.
For how much? Did it tell you how much?
That just went up. This just went up like.
Yeah, all in all,
week
really
ago.
Happy with the
so,
way it's turning out. And
unless this is not the right car. No, this is not the right car. I don't think.
I mean, that's beautiful though.
Yeah, that, I don't think that's the car though. They had another. They had another one, but that was.
That thing is so clean. What the heck?
Thank you, Robert.
But anyhow, they have one for sale on their website, and they're looking for, I think, $39.99 or whatever it is. So it is, but like think about it like this. If you can find a really clean one in Canada for $30 and it takes you $5,000 to import the thing and get it here, and then you do that, well, then at that point, you pay tax on it. Like you're right back in the same ballpark, right? So the only way it really works is if you find like a $25,000 one in Canada or something
Instagram
like that,
and on Facebook,
and you're able to kind of get
well
it here for like $30, right?
So,
but anyhow, but in the search of this whole process on Marketplace,
everyone.
You know, I'm
hope
seeing
see
all these,
Patreon,
you know, Evo 8s and stuff that are popping up, and I started
YouTube
to
well.
Like realize, like, I wonder if the only real good way to get a clean Evo, like truly clean Evo, is just to buy a shell and build one yourself.
I mean, I've definitely looked for Evos on Marketplace or just on any other kind
of
used car platform,
back
whatever.
To part two
and
of
my they always
Evo
do have,
by our Patreon,
you know, definitely some
supporters.
Kind of
where today we're gonna bolt up this fresh new
schoolie
boy,
bratty.
Right?
But I mean, yeah. I mean, what would it? What would you have to do to
tell you more about
what,
that very
start
special
shell
turbo solution
entire
that we have
car?
For Robert's
so,
car?
So, like,
let's
here's the shell.
What's going on underneath
Max
the hood?
Is putting it up on the screen.
This is an internally stock 4G63, so nothing going on inside of it.
iTunes or
it does have a few bolt-ons on it
things.
Though.
So here's a roller that has
a
clean
turbo,
title.
So it
definitely has
the
mileage on it, right?
FP white.
That to me is the major
strike. However, it's a very early version of that, which does
suffer from
surge at
low RPM or high boost levels. You're looking at, you know, it's got harness. So it's missing front
setup.
Axles, but
that was one of the things on
it's
his.
It's got an engine harness. I think it has
fix.
A rear,
so we
and
think we do
I think
have
he said
a very
he has
good
a drive
fix for that, which we're going to get to work on
say,
shortly. And while we're in
but,
there, we're
going
to update.
But bottom line
on
is here
stuff.
You need
like
motor,
already done some hard
drive shaft.
There,
you need transfer case.
Doing,
you need
so
transmission. Right.
Without further ado,
so
let's get out the
so the interior is not awesome, but it's not terrible. The hood needs to be clear coated. If it's a carbon fiber hood, it looks like it's a carbon fiber hood.
Mm-hmm.
Or you gotta find an OE hood, which you haven't repainted. The
you
body
can, or
seems
you can leave it the way it is.
No, the body seems fairly straight. You know, obviously an inspection would have to be done. So anyhow, bottom line is, let's say you take this car,
$6,000 in the hole.
Well, first off, I'm not paying him $6,000.
Right. So,
let's say you get it for $5. Let's just be conservative.
I was gonna say $4,700.
I understand,
yeah.
But let's say you get it for $5. So you're at $5. You gonna keep track of this number here?
Oh yeah, I got you.
All right. So you got $5,000 there. Let's say you're gonna find an engine. Let's not even say build it. We're not gonna build it.
Okay.
So let's just say we find a running engine. Let's even pay it. Let's pay $6,000 for a long, for a complete long block.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're up to
11.
Right. Transmission. Let's say we can find one for $3,500. Oh, I was going up just because I want a good transmission.
Okay.
But let's say three.
Three. Okay. Middle ground. Yep. So now you're 14.
Right. And then transfer case. I'm gonna say $1,500.
Okay.
Okay. So. $15,500.
Yep.
All right. We're $15,500. I want to put. I want to repaint the whole car.
More than it was.
Clean everything up. I'm gonna put $4,000 on a paint job.
Okay. $4,000 on a paint job. Okay.
Well,
so
you got the thing disassembled. You might as well go ahead. Right.
You're at $19,500.
Let's say that we can't find good, clean front seats.
Those cars weren't that bad.
Okay, but let's say we can't have these good, clean front seats.
So $1,000 on seats.
Okay, welcome fair, back right? To just in case.
Evo so 25.
And if we don't use that $1,000,
today is the day, people. We are going to get this thing
the front seats, which I do think obviously could be completely clean and set. If we don't use that $1,000.
If you guys haven't been following,
then why don't
along,
we go ahead and just say that we'll use that to find some interior pieces or just spruce up the interior, right? So we're at $20,500, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Suspension, wheels and tires, a front lip.
And now we're going to put some miscellaneous electronics and different things like that. Let's put another $1,000 on
the finale here.
So now we're at $21,500. And let's now go as far to say, we're going to do some aftermarket suspension, coilovers, anything like that.
Yep.
Let's put another $1,500 on
them. Yep. And where are we at? We are at
2,300. And then in addition to that, we're going to...
And of course, they're going to work extremely well in a competition environment as well. And... we went with a 245-4017, which might seem a little counterintuitive.
Interior tune... things. I mean, we're kind of getting there.
255 on the street.
What I'm saying.
But again, we wanted to go with a nice lightweight package you're
forgetting about something. Say even if it was two
body roll at the
say,
racetrack.
Whatever you're
let's even put another $1,000 in for bushings and all the stuff that make the car feel like new.
Okay.
Having some fun at Zevo without having to worry about
bushings, ball joints.
Yeah, so we're right around $24,000.
$24,000. Yep. And now, to me, the only problem, because now you have a car that's been kind of, I don't want to say restored, that's not the right word, but completely type of restored, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a beautiful, clean, hopefully nice running car, and the downside that you have right now is that you have a car that has an odometer that reads, let's say, 200,000 miles.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, you know, obviously this is all the time and etc.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you.
A project's a project.
I agree. But what I'm saying is, for $24,000, not that you can't find another Evo, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think it's going to be 140,000 mile Evo? I do. Is that less than the Evo that we just did? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get the 24,000 mile
I really
Evo?
Like them personally, I think it's really changed. $24,000
Evo.
Yeah, yeah.
With 140 something thousand miles on it, and not have to work through all like the same type of problems.
So you absolutely will.
Absolutely will.
Absolutely will.
So
literally, guy I know recently, I think this year he bought himself an Evo. He already had the shit gone by. I would say maybe 2 months of owning it.
Yeah.
And he's just, it's not worth the problem that he had. I don't know what it worked to what extent, but all I know is he bought it, put it up on, he had it on socials, and hey, just got himself an Evo 8. And then I remember 2 months later, it was for sale.
So, and a lot of that happens is like, you know, and I think about this, like, you know, even one of my friends.
I think I like it better than the Black Wheels.
One of my friends that had built an amazing, one of my favorite Gallant VR4s of all time, he sold that car after many, many, you know, probably 15, 20 years of owning it. He sold it to another friend of mine.
He does, yeah.
And the car was in great condition.
You never see it.
Well, and I want one so bad. That's on my list.
You never. I can't tell you the last time I saw a Gallant.
I tried.
The longest time.
So he took this Gallant VR4 and, you know, and all it's been, even though it was such a well-built car with all the right parts, all that it has been for him has been just nothing but frustration and breakdowns. And now he's
sad to hear.
But he's finally, he's sorting through it. But what I'm saying is you have to go through that period of letting everything that's been sitting for 15 years fail.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is like instead of finding a kind of iffy car for probably in the same realm of money
and knowing that you're going to end up stuck putting money into it.
Right, yeah, you're going to have to go through the headaches and the money spent and the repairs and whatever it may be versus just saying screw it, I'm going to do it from scratch and then kind of end up with a better product almost.
Yeah.
But for potentially less money. That's kind of what you're getting
at. Well, and I don't even know if it's necessarily less money. Let's say it's a dead tie.
Okay.
Like
you're going to end up with a cleaner car?
Oh, 100%. You're going to basically have almost a brand new car.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, time and money and stuff like that. Ooh, Evo 7 right-hand drive conversion. Yeah, all right. That's where I'm going. Right-hand drive conversion. Ooh, you don't need to. Don't do that. So, I, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I think that there are, you know, cars out there that certainly can be a good find. I think they're getting tougher to find.
Yeah.
Like I look at this car. Look at see the $23,000 Evo.
Yeah.
79,000 miles. I'm already feeling like there's something wrong with this car.
No, that seems too good to be true. Quick on see more, but.
You know what it doesn't say there? Look what the one thing it doesn't say there. Not maybe it is, but what is the one thing it doesn't say there?
Anything about the title?
Right.
So it's a rebuilt.
I suspect it's possible.
Has to be. Whenever it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Let's be honest. That thing looks pretty clean, though.
Yeah. I mean, for $23,000, if this was a clean title car, this would probably be good. Now, there's a good chance that you get this car, and all of a sudden, you know, everything feels good. I don't like
the rear bumper, but just me.
Boost controller can be turned up to 300 horsepower. Do me a favor. Go back to the engine picture. This is where I get, like, I don't know. You know, it feels like there's been enough people. It feels like there's been enough things going on. Is that rust? Is that engine bay painted brown or is it rust? What is that? Why is it not the same color as the car? It's brown. Something's off here, man. This is not. This is something that's
off.
Oh,
you mean the entire thing? I don't know why it's colored. It's like copper color? I don't know
what that is. I hear you, but like with a car being silver and everything else being silver, I'm not... there's something else.
You're saying why was the engine bay painted?
Yeah, there's something else here. Well, anyhow.
Maybe that's not factory paint.
Well, it's definitely not factory paint.
No, I'm talking about the exterior of the actual car. Maybe it was just redone.
Have you ever seen an Evo that's brown?
No, but... but could that have just been, I don't know, some kind
of... fairy dust? That's what I was thinking too. That Tinkerbell, she's always painting car engine bays like when you're not looking. Drives me nuts.
When they redid it, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't do the whole
thing. It's possible. There seems to be just enough missing that I'm thinking that this could have been a car that was a shell and somebody put back together. That's what I'm thinking. But you're right. I mean, you know, who knows? But with that said, I guess my point is,
tuning, so
are
we
at that point now where if you really want a clean car,
very quick. I am running
that
solo today.
It just doesn't, it almost just doesn't late. Pay so if you can still like get some of these parts to, done here.
Which means to no not days, just but me and Radek.
Start from the lowest part of the totem pole and just know you're in for a long haul.
I don't know.
I mean, that's that. I'm starting to get to that point where, you know, if you don't want to spend $35,000 for one of these cars, then
for the absolute, you know, clean example.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Or yeah, clean example that I still think is probably going to have around 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
Like, and for those people that say no, remember we're in New York, and I think that may be some places in different parts of the country, like you know, New Hampshire or.
Well, not too long ago, I was actually looking at there's a guy who had an Evo 8 in Connecticut, and it was super low mileage. I'm talking like. 40,000 miles, something like that. And like, this is like a bring a trailer type of car. And it was a yellow Evo 8. He had it up for Connecticut. And I know he had it for sale for $43,000 at like 40,000 original miles, one owner.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
43,000. I mean, prices are coming down a little bit.
Yeah. But,
but
you can also argue that just because somebody has.
No, the price up there for X amount of dollars. But
it
I'm
doesn't
saying,
mean it's going to sell.
No, I know that. But I'm saying that even just like, is it the principle? I don't know what it is, but like, you know what you could buy for $43,000?
Yes, I do.
Fuck, I'm almost cursing over here. Damn.
So listen. So here's what I will say. I will say this: that even in the MRT2 search, there are still a handful of cars that have under 100,000 miles, but they are very clean, and people are asking $40,000 and $45,000 for them.
It's a shame you're not looking for a Spider, because I found tons of clean Spiders.
There's a reason for that.
Well, what's that?
Well, because they won't be desirable for another 5 years.
Well, damn, do I snag one now? Like,
well, the truth is, you should look at the production numbers. It's a good chance that maybe you should. Like, I mean, people say this stuff, but the truth is, some of these cars that had limited numbers on them, they're never coming back.
That's crazy.
Yeah, is that a final edition, though?
No, 2008. Can't be.
No, so, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, this person's never going to sell this car.
He's out of his mind.
Well, I don't want to do that on the thing here. That's not my bone to pick with this person.
12,000 original miles on a 2008 GSR, but like
very cool. And if somebody has the money and they want to buy it,
$70,000.
I hear what you're saying. My goal here is not to rip anybody apart. My goal here is
I could
to
buy
say,
two better cars. I'm just saying.
But listen, I'm what I'm saying to you though is I think that as you know, you know, maybe not yet.
No. There's no way. There's no way that's original miles.
No. I'm still not spending 35. No. Not yet.
Well, again, well, the tens are
Gold motor 30,000 miles. I mean, I guess I get it with there.
The tens aren't as highly priced as the eights and nines right yet. Now. Yet.
But you watch, it will happen. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. So you know, that's one of those things. This is 24,000 miles. It feels like it's gonna be the same car. This is the same car.
74. It's the same car.
It's the same car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's just one of those things, you know. I mean, two listens for it. What's that?
That was two listens for it.
Yeah, well, that's what you do.
This is more or less what we were talking about. How
$27,000, $145,000.
That's kind of spot on with what we were saying.
Clean title,
and this is what they go for.
And that's a look. It's a clean looking car.
It looks great.
But at the end of the day, this is an Evo. That's a nine, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you got a nine that basically is going to be 140 something thousand miles, and they're looking for 27 grand. So, you know, again, I'm not saying that, like, you know, you could necessarily build a car, but if you find a decent shell, clean history, never really been in an accident, the mileage becomes relevant to the point of, I guess, reselling to the general public. But if you get further down the road here and these cars become more rare and you have the one that's been totally, like, look at that. There's another one for $9,000, right?
For just a shell?
Let's look at this real quick. Clean title, 110,000 miles.
Those taillights are disgusting.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you something about this car. This car's got 110,000 miles on it. So if you can get this guy to $7,500, right, and you're going to put the same type of money into it, I don't know, man. I think you can make that into a great car. It's not a bad looking car.
I don't know. I feel like $7,500 for the shell might be a little bit much. I don't know.
You say, so what's included? Let's see here. Complete interior.
I mean, 9K is too much, I think.
But. Gauges. It's got shifter cables, complete engine harness, body harness. He's got the right rotors, rear diff, rear axles, drive shaft, and more. So this honestly, I don't think this is missing headlights, front mounted cooler, front axles, complete swap. So here.
Where'd you read that?
It's right on the bottom. But like what I'm saying is here, I would probably hit this dude and be like, you know, whatever. But if I make him an offer, I think I could turn that car into a really amazing car. And 110,000 miles with a clean title. Truth is, if the body's straight and doesn't have a lot of accidents, I really do think that you're going to be in a position where you can make a great car and still have a lot of resale value in it. I think this is one of those cars that you can restore and end up, you can make a few grand after you were done.
You know, has it always been this way? Has it always been that, like, if you want to, you know, find an older clean example car, even, like, you know, say years ago, say 15 years ago, and you were looking at an old car then, like, would it have been the same way, that it would have been easier to do it this way rather than just than find one?
Hit or miss.
Hit or miss?
I just think there seemed to be a little bit more deals that would pop up from then.
Honestly, older cars then probably didn't hold their value like they did today, right? You know?
No, I think some of them did. I just think it's just changing.
I'm trying. Yeah, I guess so.
It
seems backwards sometimes.
Right now, we're still coming off of an insane mental time where it just, you know, it just isn't like people are still not really sure where they're where they should be.
What was, like, you know, say the year is 2000 and 2005 or something. What was, like, your 10-year, like, I don't know.
What?
Like, your 15-year-old glorified car at that time? Like, what were you, like, would have been hunting down for?
Well, I was. We were messing with DSMs. You know, yeah. I messed with a lot of DSMs. People were still back in the day trying to figure out how to afford a Supra. I mean, back then, $30,000 got you something that was decent, you know, but not crazy. And then, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things. So, it just depends, you know, like then there was other cars we were playing with. I mean, we certainly were, you know, there was the, obviously everything stereotypically Fast and Furious, you know?
Yeah. Understood.
I don't know. Anyhow, so that's my question to you. For those of you out there, let me know if you think the state of the union for certain cars allows you to just go ahead and buy them. buy them in a roller sense and just build your own and come away from this party with a car that you know you've put that is not at all an Evo.
and come away with a overall better result is really what
I think so.
Yeah.
One that you don't have to necessarily iron out nearly as much as a car that you're going to be waiting for to find out what's broken, right? So that's my thought. Let me know what you think. Leave it down in the comments. That's pretty much it. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you.